Good afternoon. There's about a dozen of us that have joined together in a nice virtual space. And there's an opportunity to feel how things are beginning to change for us all. An opportunity to really start to connect with where things are in ourselves and how we're feeling. And I've been educating myself around these guided meditations as both a somatic education, an education for each one of you to start to understand more and more how you physically operate. What is it that happens? How can you bring your own sense of healing, which is at a second level, to yourself? How can you guide yourself to take care of yourselves? And I think that that is an education. Whilst I don't see myself as a teacher, I have some experience in understanding this. So the more that you can step by step sense, learn, appreciate, the more you can take care of yourself. And the more you can release yourselves from all these levels of doing and having to do and trying to achieve. In order to then find a deeper self. And that's also something that I'm interested in, the curiosity of who am I at the core of myself? What's the point of all of this? Well, I look back on my journey and say, I found the best of myself. Quite philosophical questions for 3 minutes past five on a Thursday afternoon. But I hope the questions are things that you may reflect upon for yourself. And they don't have clear answers. They're not a specific, oh, yes, of course, or oh, I understand that. But they're more that these small, thin little seeds for those of us that I know are gardeners around us this afternoon, can plant and nurture and water and tend. And the more we can tend to our own internal garden, the more we can start to see the fruits of our labor as our years progress. Okay. So I put my hands together as a token of appreciation for support and guidance, and I hope that each one of you finds some time and space to enjoy this afternoon. And at any time, if you feel to move, to get up, to don't feel inhibited to be stuck, allow yourself to hear what your body wants to do. What is your internal self? So good bits of wiggling around, anything under your knees, anything that suddenly feels as though it comes into your peripheral of your awareness that feels irritating because you're sitting on something and you didn't realize it was there. Move, change, take an opportunity to listen. Okay. So, eyes closed. And that's not a command, that's a suggestion. It's a nicer way to start, I think, to be within ourselves and to avoid the world that's around us. And bring your attention to your breath. And of course, as soon as that question comes to life, then something about, well, what do I need to notice about my breath? Where is your breath? What parts of yourself can you feel that are being impacted by your breath? And impacted is an interesting word, but more it is your attention. So if you are sitting, can you feel your head moving as your breath expands and contracts because of the muscular connections of your diaphragm, your everything that is connected around your back. If you're lying on the floor or on a sofa or something, then how is your breath behind you? What can you feel in your back, in your ribs, in your spine, under your arms? And there comes a moment where the breath allows your nervous system to just soften. It's one of these often called a sigh, but it's a connection. And can you follow this breath inwards? And can you find a pathway to the garden that you are tending inside yourself? What have you constructed in your mind's eye? A walled, quiet English cottage garden, a parterre, a jungle of haphazard plants creating vistas. What have you created for yourself? And what are the colors? With each breath that you take, can you find those colors? Can you sense the plants? And at this time of the year, as the flowers are blossoming and blooming and the colors are changing almost on a daily basis, what plants and color do you have inside yourself? And can you find within you any helpers? You notice people, animals, insects, large, small. What is their function to support you to tend your inner garden? And naturally, this inner garden is a metaphor for how you treat yourself, how you love yourself and care for yourself. Are there any lost corners to your garden? Some part that may just become the compost heap? The part that you may just not feel is worthy of your time and yet is valuable. It may not be the most beautiful, but it is your engine. What does it look like? Can you change your feeling towards that small part of your garden? And are there fences, walls, doors, gates, mesh, or is your garden open to the wildness around you? or is it contained and secret? Is it for sharing? Which part of yourself do you locate this garden? Deep in your solar plexus, low within your pelvis, behind your heart, beneath the base of your head. And what do you feel to yourself in this garden? What emotion is connected? Can this emotion have a color? Does it bring you a wisdom of yourself and an appreciation that in this garden, with these helpers, with both the loved and unloved parts, they are a reflection of yourself? Does it have to be perfect? Can this place that you are visiting be just good enough? Just good enough. That is a place that you are inviting yourself to sometimes sit and reside, to love and enjoy the weather, the storms or the sun, or the sunsets, or the sunrises, to be willing to sit within yourself in all these places, in all these weathers and temperatures. And how does this garden feel now? This garden that you have made a commitment to attend and to care for. Can this be a place that you can take your ails, your sadness, your curiosity of life, and to find a way to take care of yourself, to find your own healing in your own natural garden? To accept the wisdom of yourself. And notice your breath. The breath that is as much the rhythm of yourself as it is the rhythm of the seasons. And what of the fruits of this labor? What has your garden produced for you? What have you produced for yourself to nurture? to bring wisdom. And just as every garden is a combination of plants and nature and nurture, at a cellular level, so is yourself, your whole body. And in the physical tending or the introspective view of looking at your garden, can you tend to yourself in a similar way? Can you love your joints and your muscles and your bones? Can you give them your wisdom? Can you love the parts that may be the compost heap that you ignore? And recognize that it speaks to you, guides you, ourselves, our whole body is the sum of the parts. And as each part is connected to its neighbor, so it's connected to the whole. As is your garden, it is part of you. And then, of course, there is the joy of being in nature, of looking at the blades of grass, the twigs, the leaves, fallen and resting on a tree, all the plants, all the vistas that you can see. To bring you to a place of great joy in yourself. To lift your heart and soul. And as you may have been resting in your garden, sitting, standing, walking, admiring the creations of your life's work to date, thank your inner self for taking care, for continuing to do this work in the background, quietly. And thank your body for looking after yourself, for holding you, for caring for you, for giving you the container for you to live in. Yes, there will be times where it has let you down, but there may be times where you have let your body down. To the sense of giving an appreciation and for sharing the natural beauty that each one of you has with the world around you. And with each breath, start to find your way back towards feeling within yourself in a more solid way. Start to feel the weight of your body, sitting or lying. Start to make some movements with your hands, your toes, your fingers. And with each movement, feel that movement as it rises up your legs, your arms, to your shoulders, to your pelvis. Start to feel the connection, the integration, and the softness that you have found in this quiet place. And find a fullness in your breath. The softness in your jaw, in your face. And can you allow a deep-seated joy to rise from the depths of your belly through your whole self to give you wisdom for the rest of today and for tonight, for your sleep, and for you to think about the seeds that you wish to plant to keep nurturing and growing in your garden? Don't rush back to pull up the weeds. They will find their own natural place. Be satisfied with what you've seen. Be grateful. I had great pleasure today in watching a very large poppy with a bumblebee spending time just gathering pollen. And it reminded me of how simple things are sometimes. So I hope that you gain some opportunity to look out in nature. Thank you for allowing me to bring this time and meditation together. And I hope it helps you each to grow.